From treatment to cold turkey, 51-year-old Beverly Ewell has tried everything to beat his 40-year-old addiction to alcohol.
Just tired. Tired of using the drugs and the alcohol. Tired of losing jobs. Tired of being homeless. And just wanted a better life.
A new technology may just help him kick his old problem.
It is hands-on. You know, it gives you something you can see and actually do. For me, it's I learned by experience. You know, just doing it over and over, and it just starts to stick after a while.
The Guardian Angel Game is a collaboration between the Ralph H. Johnson VA Medical Center downtown and the University of Central Florida. Currently in the study phase, the game works by guiding players through real-life scenarios facing addicts in recovery.
Urge monitoring.
It uses mini-games that address issues like refusing drinks, keeping your home free of alcohol, and shows the player ways to avoid triggers that could end up in a relapse.
One way to think about it is it's a game that you sort of play for fun. Another way to think about it is a simulation. And that's sort of the idea in which this is founded. This is a simulation of real-life type events.
Scheduling and planning your time.
These days, you know, more people are more interactive. With smartphones, with computers in everybody's household. And so ways that we could augment something that we can do in the office, basically at home, I think it's a win-win. It makes getting treatment easy and much more efficient for people.
While the game isn't a substitute for therapy, it's a new tool, one that Ewell says appears to be working.
Once all of the research and development is complete, the game could be made available to everyone via the internet. We're told that could happen within a year's time. In Charleston, Josh Cascio, ABC News 4.